Okay, Kathy, will you read us back into open session, please?
Whereas the Coven County Council has convened in closed meeting on this day pursuant to an affirmative recorded vote and in accordance with the provisions of the Virginia Freedom of Information Act. And whereas section 2.2-3712 of the Code of Virginia requires the certification by the Coven County Council that such closed meeting was conducted in conformity with the Virginia law. Now therefore be it resolved that the Coven County Council hereby certifies that to the best of each member's knowledge, one, only public business matters lawfully exempted from open meeting requirement by Virginia law were discussed in closed meeting to which the certification resolution applies, and two, only such public business matters as were identified in the motion convening the executive meeting were heard, discussed, or considered by the Coven Town Council. Carlos Colvin.
Aye.
Jeff Kaiser.
Aye.
Devin Tane Rooney.
Aye.
Joe Steele.
Aye.
Sharon Steele.
Aye.
All right, we're back in open session. Do we have any action resulting from closed session?
Yes, I'd like to make a motion that we sell the 2000 GMC garbage truck to PSA for the amount of $5,000.
Second.
Okay, we have a motion and a second on the floor to sell the 2000 model GMC garbage truck to public PSA of Wise County for $5,000. Is there any discussion? Kathy, roll call, please.
Carlos Colvin.
Aye.
Jeff Kaiser.
Aye.
Devin Tane Rooney.
Aye.
Joe Steele.
Aye.
Sharon Steele.
Aye.
Okay, motion passes. Is there anything else resulting from closed session? Okay, hearing nothing, last item on the agenda is council comments, concerns. Mr. Collins.
No comment.
Mr. Manning.
Just like to say thank you to everyone that had something to do with our Independence Day celebration, from Public Works, Fire Department, Police Department, Town Hall, the CIA, anybody that was involved with that.
Morgan McClure.
The council members that rode in the parade. So I just think that it was a really positive thing for us, and I hope that we can continue building off of that. So thank you to anybody that had anything to do with that.
Okay, thank you. Mr. Steele.
Okay, thank you for all your hard work and keep going down there in the office, making sure those audits are up to snuff and keeping them rolling. Jimmy, thank you for everything, Will. Thank you, buddy, for keeping us straight.
He tries.
Thank you, sir, for all your hard work. I appreciate you. I know what it is. And I appreciate my fellow council members here for doing a good job.
Thank you, Mrs. Steele.
I thank each and every person that puts out the effort to help our little town, to keep us afloat, keep us looking good. I know there's a lot of hard work goes in behind the scenes to make us look as good as we do. And all of our lawyer trying to keep us straight so I don't go to jail. everybody for all of the great job. And along with the July the 4th Fire Department for an awesome job, what they did. Morgan McClure, for every parade that we attend, that they provide us with some good-looking vehicles. I think that's great. And Jeff, for coming out when I have to call. But I try not to. And that's all.
Thank you. Ditto what everyone said. Thank you again. I agree with Morgan McClure has been great, you know, throughout the years, giving us vehicles for parades. And thank them also for teaching Mr. Steele how to drive the Cadillac that they gave us last time.
In low gear from Morgan McClure to Red Oak.
You just don't know. We did a YouTube video the night before.
Lord.
Devin Tate didn't know how to drive it either. I had to give him instructions. Yes.
Fireworks was a great success. Thanks again to the fire department for all their work in that effort, and I think everyone enjoyed it. I've heard estimates that we had over 2,000 people attending that in Coburn, and I wouldn't be surprised if it wasn't more people than that. Motion to adjourn.
Second.
Motion second, any discussion? All those in favor of adjournment, please signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? We are adjourned.